The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You have a lot to catch up on.
I'm going to need an explanation. What the hell was that?
That was a sound that Jess made yesterday during the show. I don't remember, but Chidi found it. Thank you, Chidi. She filled in for you yesterday, and she caught Jess making this sound yesterday during the show. I don't know what it's in response to. Jess, I'm going to play it one more time, and then I'll let you respond.
That was obviously my vocal warm-up, Graham.
Before the show. Before the show.
I don't know what that was. It's terrifying. So there's that.
That is good. Well, I am back. Happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right, let's get to the first talk back of the day.
Morning, JV Show. Happy hump day. Hump day. You. Hey, I wonder if Chi's going to be there today because, you know, I want to hear her say, hump day. Happy hump day. But yeah, anyways, happy hump day.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Hopefully, Selena's back, you know. Make sure that household is, you know, clean. Everybody's good. All right, bye.
We're better. I'll just say that. We're better.
Okay, good.
We are
good.
Better.
Good.
Yeah. Before we get to the second talk back of the day, today's a wild Wednesday.
Yep.
Jess, what time does that kick off?
We're going to kick that off actually 6:30, and we have tickets every single hour for Idol.
Woo! That is I'll just let that be the reaction to everything this morning. Should we do a second talk back of the day?
Yeah.
What's up, JV Show? It's Josh, your favorite Orgnite. Happy hump day!
Hump day. How many hump days?
I have an idea for a new segment on the show. What about calling somebody and offering them flowers?
Dude.
No, I'm just kidding. But for real, how about bringing back King of the Mic? Those are the days. Real ones know. All right, happy Wednesday. Bye.
Okay. King of the Mic. Jazz, you weren't here for King of the Mic.
Right.
We had a rap battle. Not us, but like...
Every Friday.
Like rappers that wanted to be up and coming, that like aspired to be a rapper. Every Friday we had a King of the Mic battle, which was fun, but it came with a lot of drama.
A lot of drama. A lot of drama and a lot of headaches because... You would think these guys were like big time celebrities, like getting a hold of them or getting them to submit their rap on time and the stuff. It was
the entitlement.
The whole thing was very stressful. And then when they would lose, they would threaten to come down here and shoot up the whole building. True story.
Yes.
And then, you know, and then we also had judges, live judges, like some record label executives on the air to judge the battle each week, and getting those guys to pick up the phone when they said, yeah, I'm ready. I'll call me in 5 minutes. I'm ready to pick up the phone. And then you'd call and they wouldn't pick up and then wouldn't have a judge. The headache and logistics of it all. I enjoyed it when it without a hitch.
Yeah.
And when it happened.
Great.
But the majority of the time it was one colossal giant headache and listening
and
to some
that
mediocre
reason,
rap.
We're out.
Now, the idea he pitched there about sending flowers to somebody, we might be on to something
listening.
There, like, because we could catch Bay Area cheaters, but then we'll use actors because no cheater's going to put themselves on the radio.
Right.
Who still listens to that garbage? Stop it, people. Fake radio. God,
for that reason,
it.
We're out.
Yeah.
Our cool or not list coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Happy Love is Blind Day! The season 10 reunion streams starting today on Netflix. It's going to be available at 6 p.m.
Is it going to be hosted by Nick Lachey?
Unfortunately, yes.
Vanessa Lachey?
Yeah.
Why do they every time have to introduce themselves? And I'm Nick Lachey. And I'm Vanessa Lachey.
We know
you're married. Just say, I'm Nick, I'm Vanessa.
Like, right.
Do both of you have to say the same last name there?
That's a good point.
It bothers me every time. All right, Team USA stunned yesterday at the World Baseball Classic by Italy. Italy beat the U.S. 8-6. Again, this is our squad full of major league stars. And then Italy? Had the U.S. won the game, they would have been guaranteed to advance to the knockout round. But now their fate is not in their hands. They now need Italy to beat Mexico. Or if Mexico wins that game, our team can only advance in some weird tie-breaking scenarios, which would take way too long to lay out here.
Yeah.
I would say go Italy, but I know we have a lot of fans that are going to be rooting for Mexico, so I don't really know. I don't know what to do. The U.S. blew it.
Mexico,
that's all I can
Mexico,
say.
Mexico.
Okay. 70-degree weather. Can I start over? The 70-degree plus weather continues. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Beautiful day to be outside, and it's going to continue this way. But next week, you guys, we're going to see temperatures in the 80s.
Whoa.
I think summer weather.
is here.
Hey, Capricorn besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Being vulnerable today feels scary, but it's going to deepen a connection that matters. Take the risk. Check your accounts, though, because there might be a pleasant surprise waiting for you. Your ex's new relationship drama is somehow finding its way to you, though, so stay out of it.
Stay back.
Keep thriving.
Demon.
Thriving.
All right. Thank you for that, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Selena, good morning, JV Show. Oh, my gosh. We missed you. Well, I know I did. The show definitely was not the same without you. It was weird hearing Graham go first, you know? But still, it's awesome to hear you back. Happy hump day.
Hump day. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think that was the first time I've used a sick day. Like, in my life.
I can't remember another time you doing that.
Like, in my whole life.
Other than when you had a baby.
Yeah, except for that. Except for that was maternity leave or maternity vacation or whatever you want to call it.
But that was the only other time a living human being came out of you.
Yeah. I think I deserved a day off, right?
Yeah.
In those cases. All right, let's get to our cool or not list. We do this every Wednesday morning. We throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? Who wants to kick it out? Jess.
Oh, God.
Her hand is raised higher.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Cool. That little arm.
All right, cool or not? People are saying the new Starbucks Oob drink. Oh my gosh, have you guys tried the new Oob drink?
Cool. It sounds awesome. What's Oob? I want some. It sounds tasty.
People are saying Oob instead of Ube.
Oh.
And so now that pronunciation.
Close,
I always
Jess.
Do that with that word. Look at her. The cool or not is about mispronouncing something.
I have an old drop somewhere where Jess says, and they got the pronunciation wrong.
Why is it? Okay, cool or not, why is that word spelled like that? It looks like pronunciation.
It looks like it'd be Oob, especially when you see like Uber. Yeah, you know what I mean? Oh, I thought you were talking about pronunciation. Okay, never mind. But both.
Right. But it sucks that the wrong pronunciation is what has gone viral, because ube, you've seen it in a lot of like very like cultural, you know, drinks.
It is delicious.
Yeah. And it's so good. So the fact that now Starbucks put out a drink out there, and I'm reading comments that even at Starbucks, baristas are saying, oh, yeah, like the Oob drink. And it's like, wouldn't you, if you are either reviewing a drink.
What is it?
Ube is like a purple yam.
Okay.
But you put it in, like, desserts and, like, drinks and, like, coffees, obviously. Yeah. I've never put
ube in anything before.
Ube.
It's delicious.
The word pronounce is spelled P-R-O-N-O-U-N-C-E, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Pronounce.
Yeah.
Pronunciation is spelled without the O there.
Yeah.
N-U-N.
No.
So, like, don't tell me you're confused by the different spellings, because they're the same with different pronunciations.
Right.
They're not.
I think it's because I spelled it wrong in my notes, and I put pronunciation.
Pronunciation, yes, that will trip you up. Sorry, that warped my brain for a second. I was like, wait, is she right? Or am I dreaming? I swore these two words are spelled differently.
I'm going not cool.
Okay, so not cool that people can't pronunciate
Oob. At least correct them.
Yeah. I think, I don't like the fact that what has gone viral is the wrong pronunciation.
I gotta find that drop. I have one somewhere.
Graham, do you have a cool or not?
Yes, I do. What do you guys think, cool or not? Now, I've asked this in years past, but I kind of want like a current 2026 temperature check on this. Cool or not, college alumni license plate frames.
I'm gonna say not cool.
Selena, only because you can be a fraud if you put one on your car.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, I asked this because I had a UC Santa Barbara, UCSB license plate frame, you know, forever. It's been on my back of my old 4Runner for a long time. And my wife even was like, that's kind of embarrassing. Like, you know, you graduate from like a good university and you drive the world's oldest car. You know, like you're not really representing that your degree.
The gauchos.
She's like, not really representing your degree, like took you anywhere. Like people are going to be like, I don't want to go to that school. You're going to wind up driving that car. But the other day it cracked and half of it fell off.
Oh, thank
and
God.
So I had to just remove the rest of
oh,
it.
Oh, thank God.
So it's no longer on the back of my car. And it was kind of like, I was kind of bummed out about it, but not, I want to ask cool or not because do I replace it?
No.
Not with the same one.
Why not?
Or at all. It just seems like after a certain amount of years, maybe you shouldn't. After a certain amount of years that you've been
years,
out of
how many years college? Has it been? You're 28 and a half, so.
So really not that.
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long since I've.
It's mostly just like, who cares, you know?
Yeah, but it's something that I'm, you know, that I was proud of at one time. Probably still am a little bit.
Why don't you get like a sports team instead?
No. What am I, 18?
Or something about being a dad, like a proud dad?
No. No. That is right. Cool
like
or not.
Like
that's
those
not
stickers
cool.
Where like they have like the stick figure like family.
Yeah. No.
Like the other kids and then a little dog at the end.
No. I'm not
doing
that. Might as
well get one of those if you're going to have a college alumni license plate.
No. Okay. I'm just leaving it blank. No license plate frame. Nothing. I'll just have the regular license plate.
Get the blingy one.
No.
The so cute.
I'm shocked it just doesn't have the blingy license plate cover. Do you?
I don't, but I would.
It looks
would
like
would you put car lashes on?
Oh, that? No. I feel like you can only put car lashes on the Miatas. The ones that have the little eye-looking thing.
I don't know.
Oh, where the headlights actually pop up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them on other cars.
I feel like Jess needs a bedazzled license plate.
I feel like I do. You're right.
Do you have the bedazzled steering wheel?
I don't because I heard that in an accident that will murder you.
Oh,
When your face hits the steering wheel, all those little all little fake crystals get stuck to your forehead.
So I think I'll stay away from those. But the license plate, though, that I'm here for.
Not cool.
I'm ordering.
Not cool. All of this. Not cool. All right. Next, we're kicking off our Wild Wednesday. We have tickets for Idol. We're gonna be opening up those phone lines in just a few minutes. Also, those Trader Joe's tote bags.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're coming back.
Yes.
Details next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you were just talking about your college alumni license plate finally cracked.
Frame, it cracked and
fallen off.
Fell off. I had to remove the remaining little scrap.
And we're saying, good, don't replace it.
Wow.
Nobody needs that.
Graham, you absolutely replace it. Not at home if you're at a top school like that. Okay? Don't let the haters hate.
See, don't let the haters hate.
But it's like, do you think everyone is driving by you that sees that and is like, wow.
Wow, he
look at him. Look at where he graduated from.
No, but sometimes it's nice to see a fellow gaucho out in the wild. Ole,
okay,
ole, ole.
Because
you pull up next to me, roll down your window. Yes, you pull up, you roll down your window and say, ole, ole,
no, you don't.
Gauchos, gauchos. Yeah.
But do you actually do something like head nod or anything? No, you don't.
No, but I don't know.
Okay, what's the point?
Something about it, but maybe I should move on. I don't know. I'm torn.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Graham. Let it go.
Let it go.
All right, so Trader Joe's is going to re-release the spring colors of their mini tote bags, you guys. I want to know what you think. Will people line up once again to get these?
Like, did they last time for this drop?
Yes.
Yes.
Then
this
yes.
was the very, very popular drop. That was early April of last year, so they're bringing those back.
So they're just the same ones?
They're the same ones, but it's the pastel colors, which is what
people went bananas for these last time.
So it's the light pink, the light purple, the pastel, like, green. Mm-hmm. So those are going to be dropping this month. The rumor is March 17th. So those are $2.99 for anyone wondering. I just don't know. I think by now people have had a chance to get every color that they've released. So I just don't know that people will really line up like they did before.
I'm kind of just over it. Like, is that the feeling amongst everyone?
Yeah.
Not that I was ever into it. I never lined up to get one, but I'm just kind of over it.
Because we were always on the outside looking in. But to Jess's point, maybe there's something to that where like, people are looking at their collection of tote bags that they've never used, and they're just like, do I need three more of the same ones that I already have?
I'm sure they've used them, right?
No, they haven't.
They're very convenient.
See?
But these are the mini ones.
How come I don't ever see anybody walk around carrying a Trader Joe's tote
bag? How often do you go to Trader Joe's?
That's the point.
Once a week with my wife. I go there all the time. Maybe people are using them there, but I thought the whole point, the craze about the tote bag was that you were using it as like your day-to-day bag. You're packing your kid's stuff in it or whatever, going to the beach with it, like the Trader Joe's tote bag. I thought it was like had some.
I thought it wasn't just
a reusable shopping bag.
I thought they were using it more as a shopping bag when they go there.
Yeah, I think I've seen the girlies use it though, like for their crafts or like
right. I thought that's what the craze was about.
Yeah. But I think some of the craze is still there. I just don't know if the craze is really going to lead people to, like, still line up.
They are going to.
Maybe. We'll see. But, I mean, we'll see later this month.
Every different color of Stanley Cup that dropped for a long time, people were in the stores punching each other over them.
Okay, let's lock in our predictions.
Okay.
Will people line up March 17th, maybe, for the re-release of the spring colors?
I'll say yes.
Not all locations, but here in the city, yes.
Okay. I'm saying yes, too.
Okay,
dang it. Well, someone needs to say no. Fine, I'll say no.
Okay.
But I really feel like yes. Put that on the record, too. I'm saying no, but I really feel yes.
In parentheses, she thinks yes, but it's just saying no.
For the sake of this
prediction. For the sake of the show, yeah.
Yes. Okay, got it.
Okay.
It's locked in.
Locked in. Locked in. Next on the JV show, it's today's hottest trending. Oh, we finally know. You guys didn't talk about Travis Kelce and his decision to either return or not return to the NFL, right? Okay. Because I have that information and we're going to share. Can I start that over?
Yeah.
Nope.
Because I have that information and I'm going to share that with you next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. This is Lucia from San Francisco. Happy hump day.
Okay.
Wanted to comment on the Trader Joe's bags. Graham, some people actually buy them, a bunch of them, and revamp them like with different linings and stuff like that and resell them as with the DIY project. I bought one that was a 49er lining. And they kind of did some stuff to adjust it with the pocket and front and everything like that. But Easter's coming up with those pastel colors. You know, probably any of those crafters are going to be lining up for those. Have a good day.
There's a whole secondary. So not only are people lining up to get the tote bags, so then some people try to resell them for more money. There's a whole second industry where people take those tote bags and then customize them and then sell those.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do anymore. I don't. I mean, I'm cool. The Niner one, cool. But like, we're buying. I don't know. I'm out. It's too much.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Graton Resort and Casino. Apply online at GratonResort.com. GratonCareers.com.
Yeah,
there you go.
Graton, if you don't know, Graton Resort and Casino, they have a huge new expansion, huge new tower opening up. They're going to have a new sports bar, new restaurants, new everything. There's going to be a new pool over there. There's going to be a ton of stuff. So they have literally, I don't know, hundreds
so many of job openings.
They got tons of job openings. So if you live in the North Bay looking for a great, exciting career or whatever, something super, super fun where no 2 days are the same, go check out their job listings. There, GratonCareers.com.
And they're having a career fair.
Oh, that's right.
On the 18th, 10 a.m., that's going to be at Graton. So you can go ahead and meet the team and learn more about what they're offering. All right, so Travis Kelce, is he retiring from the NFL? No.
No.
He's not. He's coming back. He's reportedly made up his mind. He is going to be returning for the next NFL season. And according to one insider, the Chiefs are going to give him a one-year $12 million deal that can max out at $15 million. So just a one-year deal.
Makes sense.
I guess, you know, for now, maybe he is considering retiring soon, but it didn't happen in just yet. He was on the Pat McAfee show and he said, he credits Taylor Swift for being the motivation to return to NFL. He said, we share the same love for what we do and to see her continue drive to make new music while having love and joy. It was really motivating for him. So he's returning.
He's playing one more season. This is it, people.
I think you were right, Graham. He couldn't leave after the last season. He wants to leave on a high note.
They feel like they have unfinished business.
Yeah.
The last season was just a bunch of injuries and a dumpster fire of a season. It just didn't go their way. There's no way that that's how he was going to end things. Mm-hmm. Do I think they're going to, you know, win? Like they need to win the Super Bowl in order for him to then feel satisfied to retire. Of course, that's the way any professional athlete would like to go out, right? You want to go out winning it all. It's so tough to win a Super Bowl. I mean, look at all the teams that never won one or haven't been to the playoffs in so many years. So like you can't guarantee that, but I think they wanted to just have a better showing for sure. And they're the Chiefs. They're going to be good.
Right. Yeah. What do you guys think that Travis will do after the 1 year? Because, you know, he's done a lot of acting, like random small roles. But do you think that he'll focus on doing something like that? Will he get into doing like some
TV is my guess.
You think
Like,
do you think he'd get into like commentating?
I don't think he wants to do games as a commentator. I think he wants to be one of the talking heads on one of those pregame or postgame shows. And I think would open up a seat for him in a heartbeat.
Just like his brother, right?
He said he wanted that job. Yes. Yeah, and his brother's doing the same thing.
I think he'd be really good at that.
I mean, it tracks for him, for sure.
So there's a rumor from a luxury brand. Well, there's a rumor from a journalist claiming that a luxury brand refused to sell a bag to Northwest. Did you guys hear about this?
I saw some headlines about it.
So some journalist, Amy Odell, who cares? She's claiming in her latest newsletter that one time Kim and Kanye tried to buy a rare Hermes Kelly bag for North, but they got rejected. She says that she spoke to like a former employee of one of the stores in Beverly Hills, and that person revealed to her that, you know, they didn't want to sell this to North. And supposedly the reasoning is when someone is high profile, they're obviously going to be photographed with that bag, but they don't want just anyone to be photographed with their bags. And so I guess North didn't make the cut. And according to this former employee, supposedly when someone really famous like that comes in and wants to buy a bag, you have to call the press office first, and they will either like approve or deny that, you know, A-lister or high profile person.
That seems like it shouldn't be allowed.
That's what they're claiming. Kim has come out and said this rumor is not true, but of course she would say it's not true, right. Even
the
if
rest
it was.
Of us are lining up for Trader Joe's tote bags. These ones you have to have your publicist call to see if they approve you to even buy it.
Yeah, Kim's saying it's false, but like even if it was true, like that's embarrassing. You're going to say it's false even if it did happen. So who really knows? But right. Kim does have, from what I thought, a really good relationship with the brand.
Right.
So I don't know. And so, so that's just so wrong if they denied like a child. Like, no, you're not good enough to have her back.
But maybe it's not them. Maybe it's a more of an image thing. Like they see that as like a bad look, a kid walking around carrying their bag or something. I don't know. It could be just like they.
I guess. Or maybe it's like a Kanye thing. A Kanye goes in there and you're like, no, stay away.
Yeah.
I could see that.
It could be a multitude of reasons.
Right.
I thought with luxury items, you just, if you have the money, then you
right, buy
then
it.
Buy it. Yeah. I guess not when you buy it from, I mean, maybe like a one that's being resold. Sure.
Right.
Yeah. Not from the actual brand itself.
Weird.
No. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right. So perhaps the biggest trade of this NFL offseason thus far was the Las Vegas Raiders sending their best player, edge rusher Max Crosby, to the Baltimore Ravens in exchange for 2 first-round picks. This trade, I think, was tough for Raider fans because Crosby's sort of been the face of the franchise for the past few seasons. But it's clear the team definitely needs to rebuild, and they needed those first-round picks to help them do that. Well, oh no, you guys. The Ravens have just backed out of this trade. Reportedly, Max Crosby failed his physical. We know he had some knee issues. He had a surgery to repair his meniscus in one of his knees in January. He declared on social media that he was expecting a 200% recovery, which is twice as good as a 100% recovery. So he was like, the knee was going to come back twice as good as just a regular 100% recovered knee. But I guess, I don't know, the Ravens and something when their medical staff saw something that they didn't like, and they have backed out of that trade. It also is now troubling for the Raiders because now he's back on the Raiders and they've been busy signing other players and spending lots of money. Well, his $30 million that he's due this upcoming season is now back counting against their salary cap. I'm sure they're looking to explore trades with other teams. We'll take him here over at the Niners. The Raiders will never trade with the Niners, but if they did, we'll take him. We could use him. So that's creating sort of a ripple effect of trouble back for the organization as well as sort of throughout the league as now teams sort of reevaluate reevaluate his value. That's another problem for the Raiders. Now, is he worth two first-round picks? Because something's wrong with his knee, according to the Ravens. You know, so there's a lot of things that could go wrong there. So we're going to have to wait and see. But again, Niner fans, Niner, we'll take him if he wants to come.
Well, you can't have
come
him,
to
Brad.
The Niners. Come over here.
They're not going for that.
Mm-mm.
No, the Raiders will never make a trade with the Niners out of spite.
All right. Thank you, Grammy. Coming up next on the JV Show, it's our What the Bleep game where you can win a JV Show chug mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our What the Bleep game, Jess was telling us a little earlier that Trader Joe's, they're going to be dropping their spring colored tote bags once again.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day.
From Livermore. For the Trader Joe's bag, I do have a mini tote and I use it everywhere. And it's just like an icebreaker because it's like the new Louis Vuitton that costs like $1,000, but it's like $299. But even they're like selling those tote bags on eBay for like $1,000, whatever. But that's what I'm hearing. Anyways, have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Well, you heard wrong.
I want one now. I'm going to go get one.
You are?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? Because I have one of the bigger ones, but I don't have a mini one.
if you could turn around and sell them for $1,000 a piece online, I would go line up for them. But you don't have to go line up for them because the lines were huge in San Francisco, but all the other stores. And my father-in-law walked in. He's like, yeah, I bought three of them. There's just a giant stack of them there. You know,
that's so weird.
The other Trader Joe's, there seemed to be no scarcity issue. But for whatever reason, we have a six-block line, long line here in San Francisco. I don't get it.
I'm going to go buy them from a different store. Then I'll go to the line and then sell them.
Yeah, why wait in line?
That's a good idea.
Dude.
Bro.
There you go.
Tote bag scalping.
And side hustle idea.
Those are supposedly dropping when?
Supposedly on March 17th.
Got it. All right, let's get to What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JB Show Chug Mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle a long especially when it's hard.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, Graham?
I've studied some videos. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family show, you sicko, so keep those guesses PG. If you've never played along before, what the hell are you doing? Also, you can never win a JV Show Chug Mug if you're not playing along. Whip out your iHeartRadio app. You just have to be streaming Wild 94.9. Make us your number one preset, by the way, while you're there. And then you hit the talkback mic, leave us your name and your city along with what you think that bleeped out word could be. And if you're the first person that gets it correct, you win a chug mug.
Look at you.
Those are way better than tote bags.
Yes. Get those talk bags in. So we're going to play some of those first ones next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. And first person to get it right wins this JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle a long especially when it's hard. Yeah. I don't know if you guys can handle one.
Oh, I could handle.
Barely. Oh, okay. Barely. All right, let's go to your guesses.
This is Jacob from Castro Valley, and I think the bleeped out word is wait. A long wait.
That's a very popular guess this morning. See how patient somebody is and a long wait.
Nah, I'm not very patient.
Oh, I'm the best.
Yeah, same.
I get to sit there all day waiting.
What?
Yep. I don't know why.
Absolutely not.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Rhea from San Francisco. And the bleeped out word, workout. Bleep, thank you. Bye.
That was a little hard to hear.
Workout.
Great guess. Mm-hmm.
Not the one, though.
Selena, when's the last time you did a long workout?
It's been about a year.
Oh. Okay.
Good morning. My name is Riley from Livermore. And I think the bleeped out word is day. Have a nice day.
Long day.
How they handle a long day.
That's a great guess.
That is a really good guess.
What sucks about that is, like, you have no choice. You have to just go through the day.
Yeah.
Like, it's just what you have to do.
And then you have to do it all over again the
next
day.
I know. God, it sucks sometimes. All right. Great guesses so far. Not the correct one. So if you think you know what that word is, leave your guess now on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Going to play more Talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for having us on this
Pump Day.
Pump Day. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And this is What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if that's you, we're going to be sending you a JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
You can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle a long especially when it's hard.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, the harder, the better.
Oh.
Better understanding of that, of them as a person, how they handle the really, really hard ones.
All right, let's go to your talk back, see if anyone got it right.
This is Claudia calling from DeSoto, Texas, and I think the bleeped out word is weak.
A long week.
Hard.
That's a great guess. I got to get my map out to figure out where DeSoto, Texas is, but hang on. Hang on, let me look.
Yep.
JV Show number one in DeSoto, Texas,
thank you
everybody.
Thank so much.
Great
all
news.
You.
Yeah,
all
appreciate you.
Hi, my name is Christopher from San Jose, and I think the bleep that word is speech. Thank you.
A long, hard speech. Giving it or listening to it?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Both.
I think giving it.
I think listening to it's worse.
Giving it is worse because you're probably up there sweating.
Yeah, that's worse. I take it back.
When you're given a really hard one,
Or just a long one.
You can be sweating.
It never ends.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Chalita May from San Jose. And my guess for the bleeped out word is drive. Those long drives, like on vacation, I think that's a tell-all for you as a person in a car, especially if it's, a hard drive, like windy or something. I don't know. I think dry. Okay, bye.
Great guess. Oh, but it's not dry.
How do you guys handle a long drive?
I feel like I haven't really been on really long drives.
What do you mean? Well, What's the longest? Here to Salinas?
Disneyland.
Okay, here to Disneyland? Okay. That's pretty long.
That's like the longest, though.
Jess, what's the longest drive you've ever done?
With my significant other to Vegas with one of my girlfriends.
Ex-boyfriends?
Oh. No, one of my girlfriends, we drove to Portland.
Okay, that's pretty far.
Yeah.
I got you guys beat. I've told you before, my family, we used to drive, and a couple summers we drove up to Vancouver. So here
that is in Vancouver. Crazy.
And we did it nonstop.
No.
I mean, not like, you know what I mean? We didn't stop at a hotel.
You did it nonstop with your family?
We had to stop for gas. And it, yeah, I did it nonstop with my family, and it was long and hard.
Extra. Good morning, Jamie Show. This is Janelle from Oakland, and I'm guessing the bleeped out word is shift, a long shift, like a long work shift.
She's saying shift, right?
Shift. Not with an F, yes.
We had a long, the other thing I thought she said in the hallway the other day. It's not that. Shift is the word.
Yes. Yeah. Here's today's clip unbleeped.
You can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle a long shift, especially when it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I agree.
At a real job, not though, not one like ours.
Right.
like an actually hard job.
Yeah, like an actual long work shift. And then if they come home from that and take it out on you, you're like, what did I do?
Right.
Wait, what?
That's an example of someone not handling it well.
Not handling it well. That's right. All right, let's give some shout outs, shall we? First, Janelle in Oakland. What's up, Janelle? What's up? JV Show Chug Mug coming your way. She had the very first correct answer this morning. A few other people with the correct answer this morning. Our buddy Melody in San Jose had it. So did Jocelyn and Vallejo. What's up, Jocelyn? What's up? Sarah Lou from San Leandro had it. So did Armando from Concord also got it. Anybody else that I am missing? That was it. A lot of great guesses this morning. Guesses were all over the place. There were a lot of good options for this one. Long flight. A lot of people guess long flight. Long breakup.
Okay.
Ooh. Nobody wants a long breakup. Just rip it off like a Band-Aid and get out of there. Long conversation. Long test. Long assignment.
Ooh, I love these guesses.
There were a lot of great guesses. Thank you to everybody that played. If you did not win your JV Show Chug Mug, can't line up at Trader Joe's like the new spring tote bags. You've got to win it here. And tomorrow will be your next opportunity inside this very same game, 7:05.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy
Oh, yes. Okay.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Ricardo from San Jose.
Ricardo from San Jose. Well, good morning. You're on to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game. Jess, what do we have to win today?
We have tickets for Gabriel Iglesias.
So here's how it works. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. You just have to get three correct. And if you can do that, Ricardo, the tickets are yours. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, let's get right to it. Question number one. Vortices. God, I screwed that up the first word of the game. Okay, here we go again. Vortices is one of the acceptable plural forms of what word? Vortices.
Previously mentioned?
A what? Can
you say it again?
Nope.
So, vortices is one of the plural forms of vortex. So, vortex was the answer we're looking for.
Vortex.
Oh, wow.
It could either be vortexes or vortices.
That is really stupid.
Yeah, I like it.
That's just what it is. All right, question number two. The Hindenburg crash, one of the most notable tragedies of the 1930s. What was the Hindenburg?
German passenger carrying? Sorry.
Are you
Googling this?
That's a Google.
Negative. I just pulled over right now, sorry.
But you said
a German passenger plane.
A German passenger, like what?
Yeah. Just be honest, Ricardo, that's it. That was a
Google. It was a big airship, like almost like a big blimp, but it was rigid, a dirigible,
if you will.
It was one of those. It crashed, exploded in a fire explosion. Oh, you clearly Googled that. Please don't Google the next ones. Let's play the game.
Jess, did you Google Hindenburg and what came up?
I did. German passenger carrying
rigid airship. Come on.
Yeah.
BS, Ricardo.
Come on.
We love you, but let's just be honest. It's fine.
Seriously.
Question number three.
Make it believable, at least, if you're going to cheat.
Number three. If a basketball player takes three steps without dribbling the ball, they're going to get called for what?
you're typing this one into Google, like I could.
No. Traveling?
Yeah.
He knew that one. Yeah.
Did he, though? I mean, I would shout that one within a millisecond. All right, question number four. Let's finish the game.
Honestly.
Question four. What is the name of the galaxy that Earth is located in?
The Milky Way.
Yep.
There you go.
He knows his space.
Let's go.
Not basketball dirigibles or vortices, but he knows his space.
Ricardo, you did not win our EFL game.
Dang it! Google, come on. Dang. At least I can give you the right answers.
Seriously.
Thank you for being on. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold, all right? And have a great rest of your day.
People, come on. It's a game just for fun.
Just
play with whatever knowledge you got. Use AI and Google AI overview for everything else in your life. That's fine. Use it for your work emails. This is a game just for fun.
It ain't that serious.
It's not that serious. Just play and have some fun.
Before we get to your DM shout outs,
Graham. A German passenger dirigible
plane?
Good morning, JB Show. I was wondering if you could play this very special birthday shout out for my son when he'll be in the car with dad and brother. I just want to tell him, Derek, I love you so very much. Happy birthday, buddy. You are the most amazing 13-year-old. And keep shining. Mama loves you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I hope you have a great day.
Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, JB Show. This is Ivan from San Jose. I just want to wish my nephew, Leo, happy birthday. He's turning 8. And we love him. So hopefully you have a wonderful day from Mommy, Torres, Chepo, Baby CQ, and Uncle Ivan. We love you.
Happy birthday!
I'm a mommy.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, happy birthday, Leo. Hope you have a great day. I got a couple DMs here. First one, hi, JB Show. My wife's birthday is March 11th. That's today. I wanted to give her a big happy birthday. She never misses your show all the way since she was a teenager. If you could shout her out, that'd be amazing. That's from Juan, Lanny, Andy, and Eli. Happy birthday, it says. He just forgot to include her name, but I hope says she never misses a show. Hopefully she recognizes those other names.
I hope so.
And then knows that this birthday shout out is for her.
You.
So happy birthday, wifey.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, bud, can you please give my baby boy Jackson a shout out on his 11th birthday? Golden birthday, 11th on the 11th. Jax is the sweetest and most kindest boy ever. Love mom, dad, and brother Jaden. Yes, happy birthday, woo! Jackson. I hope you have the best day ever. Keep this in mind, though, as you go throughout your birthday day.
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, everyone. Happy hump day.
Okay.
I just want to give a huge shout out to the Dublin teachers, the DTA members out there on strike. Keep up, keep working, and we're really proud of you. Dublin loves you.
Yes, we're staying with our Dublin educators on strike as of Monday. More than 700 teachers on strike currently.
Morning, JV Show. Loopy here, Dublin teacher. All right, so no agreement yet, but they were at the bargaining table yesterday until almost 3 in the morning. And reading the notes, it looks like there was some movement sort of made, like talks seemed to be going better than they were. So hopefully my next talk back, I get to say, yay, I get to go back to work, get to go back to my students. So, all right, positive thoughts, guys.
So.
We got this. Hump day!
Yes, and thank you for the updates.
Yes, as she left us an update yesterday on the ongoing talks, but also let us know, Selena and I went on a bit of a rant yesterday that there were people, because I said, if you see Dublin teachers out there, let them know, give them a honk, give them a wave, whatever, support them, let them know you see them. And she said a lot of parents have been doing that and people in the community have been doing that, but there were also people shouting at them to get back to work and that they were spoiled and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I went on a bit of a rant about that yesterday. Hopefully nobody is doing that today. And yes, and hopefully we do reach an agreement soon in this, but I'm still mad about that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And Trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health Access to Excellence.
All right, sorry to disappoint everyone, but Britney's mugshot will never be released.
Why?
I know. Great question, Jess and Graham. So the Ventura County Sheriff's Office says they're not going to be putting out the mugshot because it doesn't fall within their requirements and is considered discretionary. Like, their practice is to release the mugshot when it's a violent crime or if it's, you know, the person is a threat to the public. And in this case, Britney's crime doesn't warrant a release, you know, according to their policy. So they're just not going to put it out. End of story.
True. Isn't there the Freedom of Information Act or something? Can't people file for this at some point and then they have to
publish it? Ooh, good idea. Let's do it.
Is some this has to come out at some point.
I feel like it has to. Bad enough for her already.
Yeah, but what's one little mugshot going to do? Like,
again, I feel bad for Britney. I think she's going through a lot of mental health stuff. I don't have any sympathy for people that drive under the influence.
That's a good point.
Don't. And I think your mugshot should be posted to the world at that point to remind people, don't be stupid.
Yeah. As for the driving thing, I actually saw a report this morning, Graham, as to why she has not gotten like a chauffeur yet, because that's one of the things that people around here have been urging her to do. Like, you're Britney Spears, you don't have to be driving. You know, you can easily have somebody drive you wherever you want to go. A source said for Britney, it's not about the money. Like, clearly she can afford it, but it's about freedom for her. Like, when she was in the conservatorship, she had all of her freedom stripped away. So now those little things that seem like really minor to us feel really important to her, like being able to bathe in private, being able to close your bedroom door, driving has become like kind of symbolic of everything she wasn't allowed to do. So it's something that she's not willing to give up.
Even though
she's a horrible driver.
Drive on, Britney. Just do it sober.
Right.
Drive on. Enjoy your freedom. Throw the top down in your convertible. Have a great drive.
Yeah.
And do it sober. And also, hopefully, her mental health goes under further evaluation, because that should also factor into her driving, right?
Okay. Do you guys remember I told you about authorities finding some type of drug or substance in her car when she was arrested last week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I told you they sent it off to a lab to determine what it is. I don't know if those tests have necessarily come back, but apparently those were Adderall pills that they found that she obtained in Mexico. And that's basically one of the reasons she's always going down to Cabo. Like, she's literally down there like every other week, and it's to get pills. So they sent them off to the lab to determine if it is pure Adderall or if it's cut with something else. And if it does come back that there's like something else in it, like an illegal narcotic or a more serious substance, it could mean jail time for her.
Yikes.
You know, so there's that on the table. In the meantime, Britney's family, they're urging her to get back in touch with her dad, Jamie Spears. He's the one that ran her conservatorship for many, many years. Everyone around her pretty much feels like that's what she needs again. But she is reportedly on edge over the idea of her dad coming back into her life. They're saying that there's just this hatred that she has for him. And the thought of him being back is just a really, really dark feeling for her. She'll always view him as a villain because of how trapped and controlled she felt during those years under the conservatorship. That's what her family is trying to do.
Right. Is there a chance that she could be under a conservatorship in the future, but it wouldn't be under the dad, and it would be under somebody who
If the court appoints one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could happen.
Maybe that would be better.
There seems like there needs to be some sort of hybrid conservatorship, maybe, where it's not total full control. It seems like it should be case by case, and it probably is.
Yeah. I'm sure it is.
But maybe hers is something where it's not as strict as it used to be.
But strict enough that she
still needs something.
Healthy.
Yes.
Yeah. I would agree with that. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, last night, basketball fans witnessed one of the greatest scoring performances of all time. Or was it? Miami Heat player Bam Adebayo erupted for 83 points in his team's 150-129 win over the Wizards. This is the second highest individual scoring performance in the history of the NBA. He passed Kobe Bryant, who famously scored 81 points in a single game in 2006. And this is Bam's performance second only to Wilt Chamberlain. He had a 100-point scoring effort in 1962. That is the highest of all time. Let's get into some of Bam's stats from last night, because I feel like I should be more excited about this, because 83 points in a game is incredible. Incredible. We may never see it again. But he finished 20 of 43 from the field. So he made 20 shots in the game, which is good. Okay. But he finished with just 7 of 22 on three-pointers. He shot 22 three-pointers in the game. I think that was 22 attempted three-pointers is tied for third most in a single game in the NBA. So he cranked up a ton of threes. Didn't make very many of them. Now here's where it drives me a little nuts. He went 36 of 43 from the free throw line. He shot 43 free throws. Than the entire Wizards team shot in that entire game. I didn't watch it. So were they just fouling him on everything just to send him to the free throw line. He made 36 of his points. A 36-point night is great for any player.
Oh, my God.
He made 36 points on free throws. 36 of 43. That's absolutely obliterated the previous record of just 28 made free throws in a single game. He made 36. And the 43 attempted free throws, also an NBA record. Nobody's attempted that many free throws in a game. And this was just like a sloppy blowout game. 150 to 129.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't know what the NBA is not the same. This isn't an old man get off my lawn. Back in my day, sports were better.
It's definitely changed.
There was a lot more defense back when Kobe put up, you know, well, defense may have been a little soft in that game, but his 81-point game, it was a different era of the NBA. This 83-point performance, while remarkable, I just don't...
There's a lot of people that feel like you.
I don't know how I feel about it. 43 trips to the free throw line?
It's a little much.
Like, what? What are we doing?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. That trivia, that dude who was Googling the Hindenburg, like, dude, it's kind of funny how people don't know it's a blimp and, you know, but he was so bad at cheating. But I remember there was a time where, like, during the trivia, you guys would say, no crying, no cheating. But I can't remember that third one. There was the three C's. Could you help out? Remember the three C's?
I'd be happy to help out. And I do think we need to bring back the three C's. She's talking about, if you missed it, we played our JV Show Yep Nope game a little bit ago. A person clearly Googling the answers and still did not win the game, which was probably the most when you cheat and fail. That's kind of embarrassing. The three C's were no cheating, no crying, no cussing.
That's
the last one. The three C's.
That's
those
right.
are your reminders when you come on the air with us. And yes, again, it's not that serious. It's just a trivia game for fun. You don't need to Google the answers. Just play along.
And have some fun.
And have fun.
Relax a little bit.
Trivia.
Yeah.
Karen also left a talk back. I'm going to elect not to play her talk back. She was upset about one of the questions as well. And to that, I say, Trivia Karen, you're not going to know all the answers. That's why it's trivia.
That's fine.
It's okay not to know one.
Just for funsies.
And in our game, you've got to get 3 out of 4. So if you don't know one of the questions, and she called to complain about one of them, you would have gotten the other three right, right?
Right.
So you would have won
in
the
theory.
Game.
Theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yes, please.
Graham.
Can we talk about the annual UK wife carrying race, you guys? Because it just went down. You guys ever see? I feel like we've talked about this before.
I think so. It sounds familiar.
So they do this every year. It's been held annually since 2008. And originally, although you do not have to be an actual married couple, and you actually don't have to be a male and a female. It could be just partners or whatever. But one person has to carry the other person through a variety of different obstacles, including hills, hay bales, water hazards, and even spectators get involved throwing things, using super soaker water guns and buckets of water at people. It's a 415-yard race to the finish line through these obstacles, and one person has to be carrying the other person, carrying their wife the entire time. Now, again, you don't have to be married to do it or opposite genders, as long as the person that is the wife weighs at least 110 pounds. If they don't weigh at least 110 pounds, then you have to wear a weighted backpack to kind of level the playing field.
Has any wife ever been dropped?
Oh,
and
constantly.
Like, injured? Oh,
I don't know about the injuries. I wouldn't be surprised, but yes, there have been plenty of drops over the years in this contest. A Finnish couple won the race this time. They're both 28 years old. They're known as the Flying Finns in this. They came in first.
I get it, because they're Finnish.
Yes, and they earned the grand prize, which is a bunch of beer, I guess. I wanted to ask, if we had a wife-carrying contest here on the JV Show, who do you guys think would win?
Like, if we carried our partners?
Well,
or
I can't carry
each other.
The men carrying the ladies.
Okay.
So I would be carrying my wife, AJ would be carrying you, Selena, and Ruben would be carrying Jess. A 415-yard race with all sorts of obstacles, but you can't drop the person. You got to carry them the entire way. Who would win?
This is
my
a
man,
tough one,
obviously.
Because I feel like we'd be kind of close, but I'm rooting for Ruben.
No, I think AJ got this.
Oh, I would take all you guys
He's
out.
So
Are
strong.
You kidding me?
You know what's tough,
strong
though?
Strong in a 415-yard race. I know AJ's strong, but what's his, like,
he hasn't
a sprint, like a race.
He hasn't done that in a while, I guess.
Okay.
But
I think Ruben could do it. Ruben could do it. You know what would be harder, though, is for us ladies holding on. Sometimes holding on, you have to have some, like, really good grip strength, or you just...
Yeah, I feel like my hands would get all sweaty, and I would just, like, slide right off.
Like, I'd lose it for us.
Yeah, they do some. I've seen some pictures of this. There's some interesting holding techniques. It's not just piggyback. There's a lot of different carries over the shoulder and things. Like, they've figured out different techniques to make it easier.
Weird.
And go faster. But I think you guys are dead wrong. We would.
You think you would win?
No, 100%.
Really?
There's no way.
Just sheer strength and stamina and in shapiness. I'm gonna.
Oh, we're trying to say about Ruben.
I'm just gonna blow you guys away.
Ruben's very in shape.
He does look like a pretty fit guy. But
I'll be
honest,
me and my man are kind of out of shape. But I still think we have a shot.
I feel like we should set this
right,
up and then let the listeners be on the sidelines, and they can be the ones throwing water balloons and stuff at us.
I would be so embarrassed if I'm the one that goes flying off, though, because if he's sprinting and like running, and I'm just like bouncing around, and I bounce right off.
Like, we don't even make it that far, and we just, like...
I know!
That's part of the fun.
I don't
That's
like it.
That's part of the fun.
I don't like it.
I
feel like we would crush.
I think I'm out.
Should we talk about my high school reunion thing?
Yeah.
We have just a couple minutes here, but I meant to talk about this on Monday. Obviously, I didn't come in. The family's been pretty sick at home, so I had to stay with them, and I wasn't feeling well either. But I'm back, and I still do need some advice on this.
Okay.
So this year is, I mean, I know I'm only 26 and a half, but this year is my high school reunion year.
High school reunion.
Don't do the math.
Let me just.
Don't do the math.
How many years?
Just don't worry about that. Just don't even do the math. Hey, who cares? That's not important. You're missing the point. That's not the point of this conversation.
I need
some advice on something else. It's not even about that. Anyways, I'm wondering if I go or not, because there are some people who I don't want to see.
Okay. Like people that.
Like, basically everyone. I just don't care to see them.
All of them.
Yes.
I mean, like, somebody you have a history with, maybe an ex or something.
No,
the entire group.
Just basically, because I haven't talked to anyone since then. I don't really care to go. And, like, I'm fine. I guess I'm fine with not going, but I don't know if it's going to be something I regret later down the line. If that makes sense.
Yes. Would there be anybody that you do know that you would go with? Or,
I mean, if I went, it would be with my husband. Like, do you know what I mean? But I just, do I care to, like, catch up with everyone there? How's life? Not really.
But don't you want to rub it in that you're Selena from the number 4 market? Sometimes number 5 market, depending on what analysis you use.
Not really. I just don't really care to. I don't really care to, but I don't know if this is one of those things that, like, everyone has to experience or you're, like, missing out, you know?
Jess, you're in your mid-30s. Have you?
And not mid-30s.
Did you go to your high school reunion?
I didn't, because they didn't do one.
They didn't have one?
Whoever's in charge of, like, planning it didn't do anything.
But you would have gone?
I think I would have gone. But I also don't like the concept of having to pay for it.
They probably had one, didn't invite Jess.
I know, didn't.
Okay, back to you, Selena. Do you have any friends from high school?
Maybe there's one person I talked to, I mean... in the couple years after high school, and that's pretty much it. Don't talk to anybody. Have not kept in contact.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
That is
Selena.
It. So, but I was also never really, like, close to
You don't have any friends?
Anyone either.
So I went to mine. I'm only 28 and a half. Don't do the math on that.
The
math works on that one actually a little bit better. Because, that was on the TV. And I went to mine, but I have a lot of friends that I have stayed in contact with and stayed close with from high school. And then there are a lot of people that, like, kind of semi kept in contact with, you know, people that I wanted to see and say hi to. So, like, I had a great time. I thought it was really fun. I would encourage you to go, but the dynamic was different for me, because it's like there's a ton of people I did want to catch up with. You, it sounds like there's nobody
really
you want
to
catch up with.
There's absolutely no one.
Well, don't you want to strut around at least and be like, look at me, I'm better than all of you?
No, what if I'm not? Like, I don't think that about myself. I don't think I'm better than anyone.
What if she's not?
Exactly.
Right. Like, I guess
this isn't now. I understand your dilemma.
Yeah. Thank you. So it's like, do I go just so I don't have any regrets, like, later in life?
Yeah. No regrets.
Or do I just, like, still be my unbothered self and, like, just, like, who cares? It's just another thing with people I don't care about.
But then it's like,
is it going to bother me? Is it going to bother me after? I don't know.
And all the people,
right now,
yeah, Jess,
like
all the
won't.
Other people are going to be like,
yeah.
Told you she wouldn't show
She's
up. Too scared.
Yeah.
You should go.
Is that what they're going to say?
She didn't want to show her face around here because we're all better than her.
So I guess that's the question. Do I go? Do I not
I think
go?
You should go.
One vote for go.
I'm going to vote go.
Two votes for
go. Only because I want to hear about what happened. It makes for good radio. I want to hear about.
All right. it. Two what happened at go. It?
Yeah.
I'm voting for not go. So.
Okay.
So we'll see what the talkbacks say.
Okay.
If you do want to leave a talkback on the iHeart app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, what's up, guys? I think Graham would kill you guys in a race. Selena would fall straight in her face. Ruben would probably get a little dirt on his boot and drop you. Graham would take it. Sorry.
I mean, Graham also has an unfair advantage because he's so tall. You know what I mean?
So, ginormous long legs.
Right, like huge strides.
But I still think Ruben would win. He's an athlete.
Yeah, but it's about, the boots.
My teal-stow boots, of course.
Yeah, he'd be wearing his teal-stow boots, and that would probably trip him up.
Dang it.
So, yeah. I could take them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right. So we were just talking about my high school reunion this year. And again, don't do the math. I'm only 26 and a half. Please do not read into this.
If your life was a show, would this be season 10 reunion or season 20 reunion?
Don't do the math and don't ask any questions.
I got to try to figure this one out.
I'm asking the questions around here. My only question is, should I go? Because I don't want to see, I don't care to see anybody there. I haven't talked to anyone. I just don't want this to pass and then I regret not going. That's my only thing.
Good morning, JV Show. It's your boy, Jesus from Elk Grove. Yo, Selena, just show up and show off. Come on, let's be real. Hey, Selena, you're still like our little Selena. You're our idol. So, hey, trust me, people are going to be happy when they see you, and you won't regret this later, so just show up. You'll be proud.
But how fake is that? They're going to be happy when they see me, but like, oh, we weren't friends, like, ever, so like, don't be fake.
Maybe they won't be happy to see you then.
Yeah, at least be real if I do show up and just be your normal, miserable self.
And is Jesus from Elk Grove, like, also from Salinas?
I don't know.
Because it sounded like he's, like, you're a hometown hero to him because he's from your hometown.
That's what it sounded like a little bit.
Interesting.
Good morning, JV Show. Jamie from Concord here. Selena, I'm voting go. Just the one time, and if you just get a vibe that it's just not cool or not, just dip out. Just dip out when you can. But just go. It doesn't, just for even a little bit. But yes, my vote, go.
Okay. Another vote for go.
Yeah, because there's a chance that if you don't remember anyone, maybe they don't remember you either.
Great point.
That's very, very true.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Crystal from Morgan Hill. I believe that Selena should definitely go to her 20-year reunion.
It doesn't hurt
to just go out there, see, how everyone's doing. If she's not feeling the vibe, then she can leave with her husband, go get a bottle herself, and they can go enjoy the night out with no kids. All right. Go, Selena.
There you go.
Love you guys. Bye.
If nothing else, it is a night out with no kids.
True.
So there is that. I mean, you got to factor that in, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm not mad at that part. How dare you say 20 years? I never said that.
Oh, yeah, she did say it. I got to get my calculator out again.
I said, don't do the math. I'm 26 and a half. I mean, technically, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Got it.
The math ain't math.
Interesting.
Hey, Selena, I want to weigh in on the high school discussion. So I actually went to high school with you, and I do keep in touch with a small group of people. And when we get together, we do talk about others, and we think it's super cool that you're on the radio and you seem really happy. So I do think that if you went, there would be some people who would be really happy to see you. But that being said, I'm not going. So also, absolutely no judgment if you don't want to go. I totally get it. Have a good day.
Oh my God. How about that?
There's somebody from your class right there, but they themselves are not going. Come on.
That makes me still want to not go.
I think you both should go. And now you'll know someone.
I don't know. She says she's not going,
but that would have been cool had you gone. But like,
thank you for that.
But then, there's some other people that have been talking about you behind your back all these years.
That just changed things a little bit, but like, I still just feel like I don't have any real friends there. So I just really don't care to catch up and connect because I just don't care to. But I appreciate everybody's talkbacks. I will say that I am now more strongly considering it than before because you're right. If I go there and I'm just like not feeling it, the vibe feels weird, I'm just not into it, I could just leave.
Yep.
You know? Right. So I am considering it more. Thank you everyone for weighing in.
20 year, huh?
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Did you go to your 10 year?
I'm not. How do you know this isn't my 10? You don't know that. I'm only 26 and a half. Hey.
I'm still trying to work out the math on this.
We're missing the point, you guys.
You're right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I want to wish my teacher's daughter a happy 6th day birthday on Earth. Goodbye.
Okay,
is it six teacher's days? Daughter's either 6th day on Earth or 6th birthday?
6th day's birthday.
Happy birthday, teacher's daughter's six day.
That was sweet.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Who gives a fuck?
Quick, going back to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, did you guys see this? There's a new Taylor Swift themed food item hitting the menu at a AA baseball team. They're the Hartford Yard Goats. They're affiliate team of the Colorado Rockies. And they're having a Taylor Swift night, you guys. And they made a Taylor Swift themed food item. I have questions about why it's Taylor Swift themed, but this is what
they're, I love it so far.
This is what they're doing. A 2 foot long wiener drizzled with mustard and ketchup.
Okay.
And then encased within 11 powdered donuts. And then they top that with candied pink and blue sprinkles. And then that's all held in one giant bun. So picture like a 2 foot long wiener being slid through the little powdered donuts. They're sliding through, like sliding them on there. And there's 11 of them on there. And then they put that in a bun and then drizzle it with the thing. What do you guys think about the Hartford Yard Goats
disgusting.
Taylor Swift food item?
I would be offended if that was created in my name.
It said it's kind of meant to look like the friendship bracelets.
Oh,
you see how they're like the donuts are like the little beads there on the long dong. But would you guys ever eat that?
I just feel like a hot dog wiener does not need to be mixed with like sweets.
Yeah.
It's just not doing it for me.
I feel like I could mix it with the donuts without the ketchup and mustard. Well, one, you don't put ketchup on a hot dog if you're a grown-up.
You do.
If you're an adult, you don't do that. But I don't need that mixed with... The thought of ketchup and mustard mixed with donut flavor? Like
the thought of hot dog mixed with donut flavor is disgusting.
That's more tolerable than ketchup and mustard mixed with donut, just in my mind.
I feel like you wouldn't even be able to take a good bite.
All right, tomorrow morning, we're trying powdered donuts with mustard and ketchup.
No, thanks. Anyways, tickets available to that June 9th game if you'd like to go. They're just $12. All right, have you guys heard of this new proposed ordinance that would mandate every dog in San Francisco be spayed or neutered?
Oh.
They're trying to control the stray dog population and... There's a new ordinance that's being put forward up for debate. Every dog needs to be sterilized. Currently, only pit bulls are required to be sterilized. I didn't know that, but that is apparently a thing. It says dog owners would be able to file exemptions to avoid doing that to their dogs, but that would have to be reviewed by some sort of public safety committee. But to control the population, let's say you lived in San Francisco and you had a dog. Let's throw cats in here, too, because Jess, Jess has a cat.
Check out my cat!
Would you guys... be down for this?
I think I'm okay with it, but I just don't like the idea of forcing someone who doesn't want to do that.
Right, but if it's for the...
I'm for it.
Like, is anyone asking the dog, hey, dog, do you want to lose your, you know what?
He got a knot.
Not anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I'm okay with this for cats only because I have heard, I don't know if this is accurate, but I have heard if you don't spay them or neuter them, it is bad for their health the more cycles in heat that they have.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Yeah, so I would say
does
yes.
Does anybody ask the cat if they
want
to? Like,
yeah, what if they don't want
that? Hey, cat, do you want to lose your...
Well, there's a lot of things that they probably don't want. They don't want you to dress them up. They don't want you to do all these things, but we still do them.
These poor pets are just being abused.
Well, that's what I mean. Has anyone gotten the animals? Can the animals come to this city council meeting and speak up?
See, that's actually the reason why we haven't done anything to Bentley.
Bentley boy still got his...
He got a knot.
Both of them?
Yeah, because my husband is just like that's his stuff. Like, we're not just going to go, like, remove it. Like, that's him. Me, I am to the point where, like... We should have done it a long time ago because...
He's just going to town on all your pillows?
Not that, but he's...
Your leg?
On your leg?
No, no.
On your kids?
Thankfully, no. But he has like a peeing problem where he's like, got to mark his territory on everything. You can avoid that. Bye.
Really? I thought male dogs just did that regardless.
I heard it really, really tames them if you get them...
And maybe that can cause them...
Not
anymore.
uterus. No, not uterus.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Just needs to go back to sex ed.
Some urine issues.
Took this down.
No, some urine.
Interesting path. All right, let's dive in. Let's talk about the uterus.
That can cause some
which is why, Jim, I feel like you don't even know.
It's down there somewhere.
Urinary issue.
Budget.
You know, it's been there somewhere.
You know
all
what
right.
I mean?
Enough of this. We're all looking very dumb right now.
Hi, Blaine Jess.
All the stuff you need to know with music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Right. And Trending is sponsored by Grayton Resort and Casino. Looking for more than a job? Grayton Resort and Casino's Career Fair, March 18th at 10 a.m. Apply now at GraytonCareers.com.
That's right. We should talk a little bit more about that in just a minute, but
a lot of cool stuff happening
first
at Grayton.
Trending.
Yes. All right. So the Rihanna shooting suspect was in court yesterday. Just to get everyone up to speed, 35-year-old Ivana Ortiz of Florida is being accused of shooting up Rihanna's house on Sunday. She fled the scene. She was later pulled over and arrested. They found on her, in her car, an AR-style rifle, a blonde wig, extra ammo, and a 30-round magazine. 10 people were home at the time of the shooting, including Rihanna, A$AP Rocky, and their children. Thankfully, nobody was injured. Now, to the court date yesterday. She was charged with one count of attempted murder, 10 felony counts of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and 3 felony counts of shooting at an inhabited dwelling. Her bail has been set. I'm seeing conflicted reports here. Some saying it's been set at $1.8 million, which is what I think it is. But for some reason, other reports are saying her bail is set at $10 million. Mm. Either way, she is facing life in prison if convicted. She's going to be back in court on the 25th for her arraignment.
Life in prison?
Yeah, because of how many people were in the home.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So, did you guys talk about some of her social media posts?
A little bit.
While I was out. I think there's clearly some mental health issues here at play. In one of her videos that everybody's talking about this morning, she was rambling about when Rihanna dies. What's going to happen when after she's dead? And this was posted in January. In another video, she likened Rihanna's face to the devil. So there's like a lot of talk like this that seems like really out there. I think there's clearly something else going on. But yeah, she's still in, you know, behind bars where she'll be for probably a while.
Yeah. And clearly probably some mental health issues at play.
Yes. All right. So Kanye West has announced his first live show.
Speaking of mental health issues.
Yeah. In L.A., his first live show, aside from his Mexico City ones that he recently did, but his first live show in L.A. in 5 years. Remember the last one he did was when he and Drake reunited on stage. It was that. What was that? It was a free Larry Hoover benefit concert.
That's right.
That's what that was. That was the last time he performed in L.A. He was supposed to do another show in 2022. That got canceled after he was photographed in a White Lives Matter t-shirt. But he's announced a new show. It is going down on April 3rd, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood.
SoFi Stadium. That's huge.
Big venue.
Huge venue.
Massive venue tickets. I'm not sure if they're on sale yet, but you can, you know, you see the posting on Ticketmaster. It's him and his wife, Bianca. He's in a Jason mask.
Does it sell out?
Yes.
SoFi's huge.
It will. He has a huge, despite everything that he has said,
it doesn't
and
matter
done,
what he does.
He has a huge.
It's going to sell out.
He lost a lot of fans, though.
He has.
He lost a lot of fans, but I think a lot of, remember his recent apology that we did talk about?
One, maybe a few people back. I think he still lost a lot of people.
But even with all the people he lost while the, you know, rants were going on, he was still doing album release parties and listening parties. And those were still selling out.
But those were smaller. This is SoFi.
It's, I don't think it matters.
Talking like 60,000 people plus, probably 65, 70.
It's going to sell out and it's going to sell out with that
fast.
Yeah.
Shameful.
Yeah, but we'll see. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the CHP wants to issue a major reminder. To all drivers after a collision involving a very distracted driver. This incident happened last week in Samatao. Just lives in Samatao. A driver crashed into the back of a stopped patrol car. That driver did not see the flashing lights of that car, nor any of the flares or other signs that there was a three-car crash ahead. Officers were working on the shoulder to clear that crash, and it was blocking one of the lanes, and there were flares set out, and the patrol car had all those lights on and everything. And this guy didn't see any of that because he admitted... Well, he was watching videos on YouTube.
Are you kidding me? While he was driving?
Yes. And luckily, the CHP officer whose car it was out of the car at the time, saw this guy's truck entering the section with all the flares and everything and headed straight for his car and moved out of the way. So he was not injured. The driver also miraculously not injured because his truck was really smashed up. Again, this was a pretty hard collision. But again, people, if you are driving, the YouTube videos can wait just to let you.
Oh my God, who does that?
Just to let you know. Turns out everybody, have you ever looked around before at an intersection, especially at nighttime? And there's a screen on in everybody's car playing something. I'm just like, what are you guys doing? Like, why? You don't need to be watching that right now. But people do, apparently. So everyone focus on the road. Put down the screen. You don't need that. You can, those videos will wait. Also, most of those videos are pointless. So I'll save you the trouble right there. You don't need to watch them anyways.
All right. Thank you, Graham. Let's really quick go back to all the amazing things that Grayton is doing. They're hiring right now. You guys hear us talk about Grayton Resort and Casino all the time because the JV show, we absolutely love partying at that place.
We do. Is that the last two summers in a row we've done a bunch of pool parties there? Yes. And now they are expanding. You've never been to Grayton before. It is just that great and resort and casino. It is a resort, like legit Vegas style resort, huge casino, great restaurants, like such a fun place to go out, to dine. Obviously, I like to play a little blackjack. So that's why that's where you're going to find me in there. But they're expanding in a major way. They're building an entire new tower. It is almost complete. It's going to be beautiful. They're going to have another pool. They're going to have more restaurants, cool sports bars, stuff like that, all kinds of stuff.
And just what a fun environment to work in. Like nobody wants like a boring desk job. Sorry if that's your life right now. But like you want to be somewhere like fun and exciting. That's that great.
Fun and exciting and consistent, I would think, is a good thing. Like job security is an important thing. You can great be a benefits. Part of a great team there with great benefits. And they are having a career fair. So if you live in the North Bay, March 18th, 10 a.m. at Grayton, you're going to be able to apply. I mean, you're going to be able to learn about all the open positions first, but you can apply right there on the spot, which is great. You can also apply online, graytoncareers.com. But go check it out because a lot of cool opportunities, a lot of cool opportunities. So if you're looking for work right now, make this your first stop. Graytoncareers.com.
The JV Show on Wild
94.9. That's how Jess shows her excitement for Taylor Swift right there. That's Opal Light, Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
Hi, Graham.
And I'm Jess. And speaking of Taylor, you were just telling us about this Taylor-themed treat.
Yeah, it was a minor league baseball team having a Swiftie night, and they've made a concoction. It's a 2-foot-long hot dog, and then they slide the dong part through 11 or 12 powdered donuts, and then they put that in a bun with mustard and ketchup and then sprinkles and other things on top.
I'm going not cool. Not cool.
Good morning, JV Show. Danny from Alameda here. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Guys, you guys need to try the all beef hot dogs with ketchup mustard and sprinkle Reese's Pieces on top. Trust me, you guys are going to thank me later. You guys should put it on the chug wheel for this Friday, by the way. You guys have a great day.
I don't know how we'd be able to chug a meat missile other than adding it into the blender.
I'm sorry, but meat and chocolate does not go.
How do you discover that you like that?
Yeah, who's the first person to make a hot dog and be like, you know, I should sprinkle on here some Reese's Pieces. I do love Reese's Pieces. I do love hot dogs. I've never put ketchup on it because I'm a grown-up. But otherwise...
I'm sorry. This is getting weird.
It seems very unnecessary. I'm going not cool.
Not cool.
Not needed.
Back to our official cool or not list, though. Graham.
What do you guys think? Cool or not? Frambled eggs.
What's that?
What is that?
You haven't heard of frambled eggs?
No.
They're going viral right now on social media. Frambled eggs. It's a cross between a fried egg and scrambled eggs. And people that can't ever decide, do I want a fried egg today or do I want scrambled eggs? I can't decide. This is apparently the best of both worlds. What you're doing is you're cracking the egg into a pan. Normally, I don't know, Selena, when you make scrambled eggs, you usually put them into a bowl and then whisk and whip them all together right there. You don't do that. Okay, crack it directly into the pan. Your job now not to crack the yolk, but you're going to scramble everything else. And if some of the yolk gets cracked, whatever, you scramble that part up. So it's part scrambled, but then when you go to eat it, you still have like a runny fried egg, just the yolk part sitting there, and you can pop that and whatever and let it ooze all over the rest.
That's gross.
Of your...
I don't like runny eggs.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, I didn't used to, but now I love them.
Ew, yeah, I'm so grossed out.
What do you guys, are you guys here for frambled eggs?
Not cool. I don't think so.
I think it looks pretty good.
Oh my God, you guys, I saw one of my friends recently post about like how she makes her eggs, and apparently she's like, everyone who I've ever made breakfast for praises my eggs, and I'm about to show you what I do to them to make them so delicious, my special secret ingredient. She puts orange juice into her scrambled eggs.
Orange juice?
Yes. No.
That's what I said.
Wait.
Nope.
Mm-mm. What?
Nope. I'm out.
I mean, that's too breakfast breakfasty items. Like,
yeah, but give me a glass of OJ on the side.
Are you really considering this? I'm considering this more than the wiener with donuts or chocolate. That's interesting.
This whole thing. I'm so disgusting.
I mean, I am curious to try. Put some milk in there. That's what you can add to your scrambled eggs and some cheese and some salt and pepper and whatever else you want to put in there.
Not the cheese. I think I'll pass.
You don't like, do you, when you make scrambled eggs, I'm talking about add it in, I put the cheese in there and whip it up. Selena, you would not know that there's cheese in them. Like, I'm not talking, there's no melty cheese anywhere because I know you don't like cheeseburgers and melty cheese. If you whip the grated cheese into the eggs and then you scramble them up, it melts all in there. You never know it's even in there.
Other than
that, these are the most delicious eggs you've ever had.
Yeah, no, I think I'll still pass.
Oh, my God, Selena, it makes scrambled eggs so much better than those runny, watery ones that they try to give us sometimes here at work. For people. Wow. I mean, we appreciate those.
I wish we got those.
Sometimes there's just way too much egg water coming out of them.
It's so disgusting.
And I'm telling you, the cheese in there, oh, it's the best.
Cool or not, a tramp stamp that says daddy.
But not cool.
But for your dad.
What? For your actual dad?
Yes. Khloe Kardashian said in her podcast last week that she's getting her daddy tramp stamp removed. Because everyone thought it was, like, sexual, but it was, like, in honor of her late father.
Oh, hell
no.
I'm
a mommy.
But I'm a daddy. Wait, seriously?
That's what she said.
And it's in the...
Tramp stamp area.
Okay.
Lower back.
It'd be one thing if you got, you know, I miss, you know, her dad passed away. You know, I miss daddy or whatever. And, like, that's somewhere else tattooed on you. It would still be a little... Like, I would still assume it's not for your actual dad. Mm-hmm. But in that location...
It's for, like, a certain daddy to see, not your father.
When does your actual dad see that one?
Oh, hell no.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird. That's not cool.
I'm going not cool.
Yeah, not cool. Like, I'm creeped out.
How come guys don't get tramp stamps that say mommy?
Right.
I'm a mommy.
This is getting weird, you guys. You guys are sick.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.